Okay, Tezayin Amid Aleph, all the way, we're going to start all the way at the bottom of the page. Which says, Shuv Pamechud. The Gemara is telling a bunch of stories because the Gemara eventually is going to come to a question that there's Cherem for 30 days and then Nazifa. Nazifa means a guy lives, you know, not in a proper way. So, some places says a week, some places says a day. So the Gemara is trying to analyze this whole story. So the Gemara says like this. The next two pages is the stories.
There's Cherem and
Nazifa.
16A7,
right? 16A7, yes. Tazayin Amid Aleph. Two lines from the bottom. The Gemara says the story. Shuv Pamachod one time, Gazi Rabbi made a decree, Shli Yishanu Tamidim Beshuk, that the teachers should not teach Torah to their students in the street, meaning publicly. Should teach Torah quietly, privately. My daughter, where did Rabbi learn this from? So he says, he learned it from a pasuk. It says, Chamuke Chirechech Kmech Haloyim, your hidden thighs are like jewels. So in other words, the Torah likens jewels, which is Torah, to thighs. Ma yarech b'seisa, just like the thigh is always covered in private, av divrei Torah b'seisa, same thing, Torah should always be quiet, in private. So Rabbi made a decree, no teaching Torah publicly in the streets. What happened? Yotze Rabchia was a student of Rabbi, top of Tazayin Amid Beis.
Is that from Shia Shirin?
What?
That your...
Thighs are 89. Yeah.
Where else? Right.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, so the
Yud Zayin? Tezayin.
Top line. Amid Beis.
32.
Top line. Yotzer Rebchiyah v'shonen l'shnei b'nei yachah b'shok. So Rebchiyah went out and taught two of his nephews Teda in the marketplace. Who were the two? Rav and Rabba Barbachana. Rav and Rabbi Barbachana were like the Mefarshim explained, was half brothers, whatever. But Rav was a nephew of Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Barbachana was a nephew of Rabbi Chiya. Basically, he went against Rebbe. Rebbe said no teaching Torah in the marketplaces. He went and did it. Shama Rebbe. Rebbe heard about it. Ikbidi was very upset. Okay, so as Rabbi Chiya and Eschazuy Le Rabbi Chiya came to appear before Rebbe, you know, the student comes to the teacher. Amalei, I am Mikayda Loch Bachutz. Aya, and that was a nickname for Rabbi Chiya. He said to him, Chiya, who's calling you outside? Somebody calling you outside, meaning, get out of here. Mm-hmm. Go outside. You know, you want to get rid of a guy, you got to go see if it's raining, you know? That's what he told him. Aya, he's Aya, as Mefarshim explained, it was a nickname. Okay? So he says, Mikayda Loch Bachutz, is anybody calling? In fact, the Mashal explains over here an interesting thing. Rabbi Chiya couldn't pronounce a ches.
Right,
so when he said his name, Chia, it was Eya.
Oh.
So Rebbe was making fun of him. That's how angry he was with him. So he says, who's calling you outside? So Yoda, so Rebbe Chia understood, the Nokin Milsim Bedaiti, that Rebbe was upset with him. You know? Nog Nezivus Benafshin Tlosa Yoimim. He acted in the Zifa, remember he rebuked himself, for 30 days. Beyam Tlosin, on the 30th day, Shalach Rebbe sent him a message, come visit me. Hadar Shalach, Rebbe right away sent back to him, don't come. Let me like this. The Rebbe was, don't come.
So, come and then don't come?
Yeah, first he sends him a message in the morning, come, and a little bit later he says, don't come. So the Gemara says, why did Rebbe change his mind? So Gemara says, "Me kada Mikosava." What did he think at the beginning? Ulib save myself. What did he hold at the end? So he says like this: "Me kada." At the beginning, he thought mixes a yem kukuli. Part of a day is like an entire day, meaning like this: a ban is 30 days. Okay, so on the 30th day, so first Rebbe thought part of the day is like the whole day. So as soon as the day comes, the ban's over, like shiva. You get up in the morning and it's over because part of the day is like the whole day. And then he realized, no, Ubsev Sava Leah Minim Mixes. At the end he changed his mind and he said, we don't say half a days are like full days, you need 30 complete days. So that's why he told him not to come. What happened? The save in the end Asa Rabchia came anyway. That day. Amaleya my Asis, why did you come? Rabbi said to him, why did you come? He said, what do you mean? The Shalach Malay Delaysi, you said that I should come. He said, Vashachalei delay leisa, but then I sent a message that you shouldn't come. He said, Zere isi, Zelar isi. The first messenger you sent, I saw. So I got the first message, I didn't get the second message. So basically, no, this is a very interesting thing over here. So Rav Chiya says to Rebbe, he finally came on the 30th day, so Rebbe said, why did you come? I told you, he said, because you told me to come. He said, but I told you not to come. He said, what do you mean? I saw the guy that you told me to come. Okay, so Kardalei, so Rebbe said to him, he read upon him the passage that says, Birtzeis Hashem, when Hashem wants, Darki Isht, when Hashem favors the ways of a man, Gam Eivel of Yashlam Ita, even his foes will make peace with him. Meaning, Hashem likes the Yur Reb Chiya, and that's why he only let you hear the first message, not the second message. Okay? So basically, the Gemara, Reb Chiya comes to Rebbe, yeah? So now, Rebbe said to Reb Chiya, my time of in my hachi. Why did you go against me? I told you not to teach Torah publicly. Why did you do it? Amalei says, because it's a pasuk. It says, Chochmas b'chutz tareina. Wisdom sings out in the street. That means, the pasuk says, Chochma, this is in Mishlei, he says, Chochma sings in the street. So, you know, that's what I maintain. You have to teach in the street. Amalei, so Rabbi answered him like this. They're very sharp, these people in these days. Mm-hmm. He says, Im Karisa, if you read it, Le Shanisi, you didn't read it a second time. Im Shanisi, if you read it twice, Le Shilashta, you didn't read it a third time. Vim Shilashta, and if you read it a third time, Le Pishlach, you don't know what you're talking about. And as he said, you didn't explain the puzzle properly. So Rebbe said, maybe you read it once that you don't know, you know, you didn't get the deep meaning. He said, even if you read it three times, you still don't know what it means. What it means is, what does the pasuk mean? The pasuk says chokhmah is in the streets. He says, what does it mean? Chokhmah is bachutz tareino kederava. Now Rava lived much later, but he means eventually what Rava said. Da'amer Rava kol eisi b'teira b'mnim. But the pasuk is like this. Not that you should teach Torah outside. What it means is kol eisi b'teira b'mnim. Whoever learns Torah in the study hall, inside, his Torah will be proclaimed to the world, meaning he will merit to interpret the law correctly, and people outside in the world will follow his decisions. But it doesn't mean that you should learn Torah outside. So Rebbe basically said to him, why did you learn Torah, teach Torah outside? He said, because that's what the pasuk says. The Rabbi says, you don't know what the pasuk means. The pasuk doesn't mean you should teach Torah outside. What the pasuk, page 32, what the pasuk means is that when you learn Torah inside properly, the world will accept your opinion.
We don't hold like that anymore.
Huh?
We don't hold like that anymore?
No.
Meaning what?
No, we do teach Torah publicly.
Publicly outside?
This is not a halacha.
Huh?
This is not a halacha. This wasn't established in halacha.
Not yet.
It's proper to teach Torah out in a marketplace or whatever.
Why not?
Sure, I don't know. It's not clean.
Oh no, you're not talking about cleanliness. He's speaking. Torah has to be a little more refined. But there's a difference. Now, the world is not what it used to be. I mean, like we said many times.
Very clean.
Pardon the expression, but when Chabadniks, pardon the expression,
honestly,
go out in the street putting on tefillin with people, that is not very normal. I mean, let's be realistic. Mm-hmm. Okay? Years ago it wasn't done. Mm-hmm. But years ago there was no need to do it.
Now you need to do it.
Huh? Now you need to do it. You guys also.
Yeah.
Everybody's Chabad. Some know about it, some don't know about it.
Yeah, well, you
know. Anyway, so the Gemara says, but the Gemara asks, But it says in another pasuk, Le Meresh Paseisi Dibarti, I did not speak in secrecy at first. When Hashem spoke at Har Sinai, it was publicly in the street, you know, for the whole world to hear. So Gemara says, Ahu B'yem Edekala, that refers to the day when public Torah lectures were held, or actually in the month, you know, there are certain times before the Chagim that people, the rabbis would speak in the streets for the masses to know. So over there, there were exceptional cases. But as a rule, Rebbe said, you're not allowed to teach Torah publicly. Reb Chiya, on the other hand, maintained that the pasuk says, Chochma b'chutz tareino, that you're supposed to teach Torah publicly. So the Gemara says, Reb Chiya, hay chamuki, yereichich may avidli. They asked the question. It says though in the pasuk, your hidden thighs. That means it should be hidden. So what is the pasuk referring to? If you're allowed to teach Torah publicly, so what does this pasuk mean that you should do it like thighs, meaning that you should do it secretly? The Gemara says, Mukala betzdaka b'gmilas chasadim. He says the pasuk is not referring to Torah. By chokhma, the Torah says, b'chutz tareina. You should teach it in the street. This that the pasuk is speaking about, the jewels are like hidden thighs, it means you should do it about tzedakah, you should give quietly and discreetly, and gemilas chasid and so on and so forth. So now the Gemara asks a question. Good morning. So now the Gemara asks, so from all these stories, how long would the Rab Chiya do nazifa for? 30 days. Because then the Gemara says on the 30th day Rabbi called him, right? But the Gemara says he did nazifa for 30 days, right? So the question, Rav Chista said before in the Gemara, Nazif is only 7 days. And here Rav Chista did it for 30 days. The Gemara says, Alma Nazifa did hu tos in Yemen. But you see from here that rebuke in Eretz Yisrael was 30 days. Not like Rav Chista said that in Eretz Yisrael it's 7 days. Right? The Gemara answers, Nazifa snasi shiny. Over here was different. Because who did he hurt? Who did he make angry? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. If a Nasi gets angry at you, then it's 30 days. But a normal person is 7 days. So Gemara says, "Unazifa didon kama hava." So how long is our Nazifa? He says, "Chad yema, 1 day." And the Gemara proves, and the whole Gemara stories about people cursing each other out and hitting it, and getting angry at each other and excommunicating each other. Very interesting stories. So Gemara says, it's 1 day Nazifa. Again, what does Nazifa mean? You're not banned. You just, on your own, you keep away from people to show that you're living a life of, because of the crime you committed. So Gemara says a story. Kiha de Shmuel Amar Ukva. There's a story about Shmuel Amar Ukva. Now, just to preface it, Shmuel and Mar Ukva were buddies. Shmuel was a greater Torah scholar, but Mar Ukva was the head of the Beis Din, because he was a descendant from David HaMelech. Okay? But Shmuel was a greater scholar. No, he was on the Beis Din, but not on the head of the Beis Din, because they used to put the head of from the royal family of David HaMelech. So it says like this. Kavayasi Garza Shmaitza, one they would both sit and study Torah. Havayasi Mar Ukva Kami de Shmuel. Mar Ukva would sit in the presence of Shmuel, Berichak Arba Amis, 4 Amis away. In other words, Shmuel was greater. So Mar Ukva sat a distance away from Shmuel out of respect to Shmuel's greatness. But Kavayasi Bedina, but when they sat in Beis Din, where Mar Ukva was the head of the Beis Din, so Aviyasev Shmuel came to Mar Ukva Berichak Arba Amis. Then Shmuel stood 4 Amis away from him, because Mar Ukva was the head of the Beis Din. Okay, and he brings down an interesting thing over here from the Me'iri. It's a very interesting lesson. Me'iri draws a moral lesson from Shmuel's conduct. It is wrong for one person, even a superior, to usurp authority in another's legitimate sphere of responsibility. Mm-hmm. That means, give an example.
If it's legit.
No, let's say you have 2 Rabbanim from 2 different cities, right? There's Rav A and Rav B. Rav A, let's say, is greater than Rav B. But when Rav A comes to Rav B city, he shouldn't mix in. You know, he should let B, Rabbi B, run the show.
His own city.
Right, his own city. He shouldn't, because this is his authority. Like Shmuel. Shmuel and Beis Din, technically Shmuel is greater than Mar Ukva. But Shmuel, out of respect to the authority, Mar Ukva's authority was Beis Din. So Shmuel sat away from him 4 Amos. It's interesting. You find a similar halach in the Mishnah, in Rambam, Gemara. When a Kohen, who is greater, a Kohen Gadol or a king? So there's a din. We mentioned this din, I think, not long ago. There's a din when a Kohen Gadol a melech and a kohen gadol are alone in the room, the king stands up for the kohen gadol.
Stands up for the kohen gadol.
Yeah. Well. Kohen gadol doesn't stand up for a king in private. In public, even the kohen gadol gets up for the king. Because in public, royalty is it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even though in private, kohen gadol is greater than a king. But, no, it's similar to this gemara. Anyway, so gemara tells a story. Not only that, and yet, even though Shmuel sat in front of Mar Ukvin Bezdin, they would dig out a place in Mar Ukvin. Ritzips and cover it with a mat. V'yosef aloi, and he would sat upon it. Gehech de l'shtale milin, that he Mar Ukva should hear Shmuel's words. In other words, even though Mar Ukva was the head of the Bezdin, and he sat, so to speak, in front, he made it in such a way that he can hear what Shmuel says.
How did he make it?
They dug out, there's two opinions over here. Some people learn, this is the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns, Mar Ukva sat in a lowered station, so Shmuel, that he can hear, because Shmuel was on a higher level, so he can hear Shmuel's words when he learned. But some Mepharshim learned the opposite. That Mar Ukva sat in a higher place that he can listen to Shmuel. Whatever it was, and even though he sat in the front row, he did it in a way that he can listen to Shmuel. Okay, so now the Gemara tells a story. This is the facts, you know, so to speak, that Shmuel was greater than Mar Ukva, yet in Bezdin Mar Ukva sat in front of Shmuel. Okay, so now it says, Kol Yemav Malav Mar Ukva L'Shmuel Arish Bizer. Every day, Mar Ukva would walk home when he finished learning. So the story, the din was, the Talmud would walk home the Rav. Okay? So Mar Ukva used to walk home Shmuel to Shmuel's lodging place, wherever he was. Yom Echad, one time, Itre Bedina, Mar Ukva was preoccupied in a court case. Okay? And if basically what happened, he was so mentally involved in the court case, he didn't walk Shmuel home. He didn't give Shmuel the proper covet because he was involved. Kimot lebeisa. No, so what happened? Have other Shmuel basrei. So Shmuel ended up walking behind Mar Ukva. It was when they left the court, Mar Ukva was so preoccupied in the stores, he started walking first. So Shmuel ended up walking behind Mar Ukva. Kimot lebeisa, when they came home, when they reached Mar Ukva's home, Amalei Shmuel said to Mar Ukva, "Le'negaloch, are your actions not clear to you? Meaning, you don't know what you're doing. Why don't you? Would I have to follow you home? I mean, like, what's going on over here?"
Obviously,
he says, "If that's the case, Lishli me mar betigre, let Master release me from his dispute. Meaning, let me out of here. Let me give me permission to go home." He said, give me permission to go home. Now, another thing they bring down, some people learn that Shmuel was not allowed to go home without Mar Ukva's permission. Because the din was, they bring down from their Teretz, a person should not take leave of his friend until he notifies him of his intent. Even a teacher must seek permission from a student to go home. So Shmuel said, you know what, I see you don't know what you're doing. You're all mixed, you know, preoccupied. Give me permission to go home, please. So he saw that Shmuel was upset with him. So what happens? Yad and the Nakin Moshe Bedaiti, Mar Ukva understood that Shmuel was upset. What did he do? He did a nezifa for one day.
On himself.
Mm-hmm. So the question is, no, so the Gemara proves him here. How long is a nezifa in Bavo? One day. Yes.
So this guy, Shmuel, was walking.
He's some great guy.
Yeah. Makiva was walking Shmuel home every day for 10 years.
Whatever.
He didn't do that. So Shmuel gets upset because of that?
The Mepharshim explained not only here, many places. Trust me, Shmuel was a very, very holy tzaddik.
I know.
He wasn't. These guys didn't have egos. Trust me, they were tzaddikim that had no yetzer hara. Shmuel understood by
is Avbez Din.
Yeah, I mean, you're not talking about two little kids over here. The answer is because these people were so great. Like the Gemara says, Hashem is medaktik b'tzadikim kochut asayda. Hashem is so meticulous with tzadikim. They do something the size of a hair wrong, Hashem gets upset with them. Okay, these people were not. In other words, Shmuel said, Marukve, you are not behaving. It's not for Shmuel. It's like when a parent tells a child, you have to respect me. It's not the parent needs the respect. The kid needs to know. The kid needs to respect the parent. Instead, it's not that Shmuel was an ego trip. But the fact that it bothered Shmuel, that means Marukve realized he did something wrong. So he did Nazifa. For how long? One day. That's so you see, then Bavel Nazifa is one day. That's all. 32. Then the Gemara tells another story. This is another strange story. He itza, there's this lady. Dava Yosef Bishvila was sitting along a path. Havis Pashta Karek. What was she doing? She extended, you know, she blocked the road with her feet. She she protruded her legs, and it blocked the roads. How big were the roads? They're narrow paths. She blocked the road. What happened? The Kamenifa Chushloi, she was winnowing whole barley seeds. What do we mean? They throw it up in the air that the wind should separate the kernels from the seeds. Okay. A young rabbinical scholar was walking by the road. She didn't refer to him, meaning she didn't move her feet back. Like you would for a person, you need to either move your feet back that the guy can walk through. She didn't do that. So the guy said, look how chutzpidik this lady is. Look how much chutzpah this lady has. So, no, but the interesting story is the lady was upset by it. She was hurt. What happened? Also, came to Rav Nachman. So she came to Rav Nachman and she said, what was the question? She wanted to know if that meant she was banned. When the scholar said, look how chutzpidik, meaning he basically said, hey lady, you're not behaving properly. So she came to ask a shaila, does this mean I'm excommunicated? That's another interesting thing, that the lady should come and ask a shaila, did he mean that I'm banned? So what happened? Amalai said, Rav Nachman said to her, Mishamaita shamta mipuye, did you hear the word shamta? Shamta means a ban. Did you hear it from his mouth? Or he just said, look how chutzpidik this lady is. Amalai, she said, no, I didn't hear it. So Rav Nachman said, Zil nahugin nazifus echad yeme benafshech. You know what? Do nazifa for a day.
What do you do?
You're gonna pronounce it.
Right. Right.
So why did they ask that? If you pronounce it, what? You still get another day?
No, then it would be 30 days.
Oh, 30 days.
Right. Nazifa, we learned before in the Gemara, it's like you sit alone. It's not that you're officially banned. You sit alone, you don't talk to people, you don't conduct business. It's a self imposed ban, like.
Do you call them, tell them you're not coming?
Huh?
Do you call them and tell them you're not coming?
To where? You can call, you can speak to people. It wasn't a ban. Oh. Then the Gemara says another story. Zurta Batuvia, this person, Zurta Batuvia, have a kaposik sidr kamid Rav Yehuda. He was reciting psukim in the presence of Rav Yehuda. When he came to the certain pasuk, which is in Shmuel, the pasuk says like this: "Ela divrei David o'acharenim." He read the pasuk in front of it of Yehuda that these are the last words of David, Amalek. Amalei sezuta bar tovia said to Rav Yehuda, "Acharenim." This is the pasuk says these are the last words. Mechlau de'ikar yishenim. That means they are their first words, right? If the pasuk says these are the last words of David, that implies there were first words of David. So he said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Rishayna maninu." What are the early prophecies? Words mean the prophecies. What were the earlier prophecies? Shasik. Rabbi Yehuda kept quiet. He didn't answer. So what did the guy do? Hadar amalei. So again, he asked Rabbi Yehuda the question. Achreinim, the fact, in other words, he asked a question, his Rebbe didn't answer him, so he asked the question again. And he said, Achreinim, Meklau de'ikar Rishainim, so we see there's Rishainim. Rishainim ahi, what are the first ones? In other words, basically, he asked the question again. Amalei said, "View the answer and like this. Ma daitach? What do you think? The layada pirusha daikra, because somebody doesn't know how to interpret a pasuk. Lav gavrahu. He's not gavrabrahu. He's not a great man. I mean, in other words, what did you mean to imply by asking the question a second ago? You wanted to rub it in that I don't know." He said, "What do you think? Because I don't know what a pasuk means. I'm not a great person." So what happened? Yada the Nakid Mulsa Badaita. So Zutta Batovia realized that Rav Yehuda was upset. Nagib Zinzufa Banafshi Chad Yema. He didn't see on himself for a day.
What's nice about this is that you see that they're not, you know, they don't take it personally. I mean, you know, it's not like they revenge on this. They see their fault and they rectify it. It's a nice thing to look for. Is this to remove the battle Hashemayim from Hashem?
Yeah.
And just like at night when we do video,
it's Hashem is upset with you. In other words, you know.
Is this sort of like the video at night?
Yeah. The Mefarshim explain over here what went on. Zutya by Tuvia, thought that Rabbi Yehuda didn't hear the question. He thought he didn't understand what he was asking, so he asked it a second time. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, thought that you're rubbing it in. You know, so that was the so said. Yeah, but he bring down over here the incident teaches how vigilant a person must be to ensure that his words and action do not embarrass another. Thus, should one pose this question to a scholar and not receive a response, he should not repeat the question, let he embarrass the scholar by compelling to admit to his ignorance. There's a story we learned in the Gemara Shabbos. No, but you hear it? You see interesting lessons from these stories, like Shmuel and Mar Ukva's story. You know, the way Shmuel respected Mar Ukva's authority, even though he was greater in his, you know, in his place. Or like over here, they had to be careful not to embarrass. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara tells a story in Shabbos, the beginning of Shabbos. We learned it in the Sunday morning show a long time ago. The Gemara tells a story. Rav asked Rabbi a question. The Gemara says, Rav Chiya's uncle, that we just knew his uncle, said to him, Shininot, like smart one, didn't I tell you? Ki koi Rabbi b'hai mesechta. When Rabbi is learning one Gemara, don't ask him a question from a different Gemara. Why? Di lav gavra rabbo, if Rabbi wouldn't be as great as he was, you'd embarrass him. What does that mean? He said to him, when a guy is, don't forget, this is all oral. There was no written stuff. That's why Poskim write. Today, it doesn't matter because a guy can always look it up and you know, not a problem. But in those days, when everything was oral, when they were occupied in something, they were completely focused in it. And if you ask him something else, his mind is not in it. And if Rebbe wouldn't be as great as he was, he might not answer and you'd embarrass him. In the Gemara said, you have to be so careful about, you know, to do things, not to embarrass somebody. Okay, now the Gemara says, okay, but we still didn't answer the question. It says these are the last prophecies of David. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. But what are the first prophecies of David? Okay, the Gemara is asking, okay, but now that we're here already.
Why does it say the last is the first? What's the way of saying it? You don't want to say the last, it says the first?
No, the question is, the Pasuk says these are the last prophecies of David.
Okay, so what is the tense
of
the first?
No, the Gemara said that means, though, that there are first prophecies.
Oh,
so the Gemara said, what are the first prophecies? So yes, Rabbi Yehuda didn't know. Oh. So the Gemara says like this, with the Asan Olam Mia, okay, now that we're here already, so to speak, we're discussing the issue, Mechlal de'ikar Rishenim, but Rishenim Ahi, what are the Rishenim? What are the first prophecies of David? So Gemara says like this. It says in the Pasuk, Vayidaber David Hashem, David HaMelech saying, praise to Hashem. B'yayim hitzal Hashem, ayisei mikav kol ayvon, the day Hashem saved him from the hand of his enemies, u'mikav shol from the hand of Shol. Meaning, we know that David HaMelech was being chased by Shol HaMelech. Shol HaMelech wanted to kill him. A lot of stories in Tanakh with this. So the day that David HaMelech was saved from Shaul, he sang praise to God. Amen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Hashem was upset with David HaMelech. He said to him, David, Shir ata emama palasa shel Shaul. You're singing praise on the downfall of Shaul. El mali ata Shaul v'hu David. If you would be Shaul and he would be David, he batted tikam a David before Abu destroyed many Davids before him. Meaning, in simple English, what Hashem said is, Shaul HaMelech is infinitely greater than you. Why are you davening? Why are you praising me for his downfall? If you had switched roles, I would have killed a lot of Davids. Meaning Hashem basically saying to him, Shaul HaMelech, the Gemara is going to prove it. Shaul HaMelech is much greater than David HaMelech. Why are you singing praise that was a downfall of Shaul HaMelech? Haino dechsiv. That's why it says, Shigoyin the David, a song of Shigoyin. Meaning it's normally a musical instrument, but Shigia means mistake. So the Pasuk is interpreted like this. Shigoyim leDavid. It's a mistake of David HaMelech. Asher shor laHashem, that he's saying to God, Al divrei Chush ben Yemini. Kush, the son of Yemini, which happened to be Shaul. And the Gemara is going to say right away, V'chi Chush Shmei. Is his name Kush? Halei Shaul Shmei. His name is Shaul. What are you calling him Kush? So he says, Elema Kushim Mishuna Be'ere, just like a Shvarza. I better be careful with this guy here. That said, no? Kramer, no?
Michael Kramer.
Michael Richard, yeah.
Which name? Michael Kramer.
He made the racist remarks.
Kramer is
a statement. Kushim Mishuna Be'ere, just like a Kushi, is different colored skin. Avshal Mishuna Be'ere, Shaul was unusual in his deeds. So that's why David HaMelech called, because what did Hashem tell David? Hashem said to David HaMelech, Shaul is much greater than you. So that's why it says, Shigoyim leDavid, meaning David has said, I made a mistake by singing a praise against Shaul Kush. Why do you call Shaul Kush? Because just like a Shvart, the same thing, you know, a Kush. Kiyeti b'David ata'emet. The Gemara is going to bring a lot of stories where things were called black. And by the way, this is a very important Gemara to know when people tell you Tzipori was black. It says in the Pasuk about Meshe Rabbeinu's wife that Aaron and Miriam spoke Lashon Hara al Eidis Isha Kushi Seshalokach about this Kushi woman that he took. You know, Tzipori, his wife. So Gemara says, V'chi Kushi Shma. Is the name Kushi al Tzipori Shma? Her name was Tzipori. Why are you calling her Kushi? So Gemara says, El ma kushis mishuna ba'eda. Just like a kusha shvarta is unusual in the color of the skin, av tzipeda mishuna ba'maisel, tzipeda was unique in her behavior. And it was different in her behavior. So by the way, this is the Gemara, by the way, that says, clear Rashi says in Chumash, tzipeda doesn't, the Rashi says in Chumash, different from a different medrash. Over there it says, just like everybody says black is black. So the same thing, everybody said she was beautiful. But anyway, that's the medrash, that's the source of black is beautiful. Yeah, it is. That's the source of the kinds of black is beautiful.
So okay. It's saying that Tzipora was not black, she actually had deeds that were...
Were different. Jessica Schwartz is different. Her actions were different.
She wasn't necessarily
Schwartz. Right. No, for sure not. Kiyeti bedavata emer. We find a similar thing again with Kushi. It says, Vayishma Eved Melech HaKushi, the servant of the Kushi king. Sigmar said, V'chi Kushi Shmei. Halit Tzidkiya Shmei. His name was Tzidkiya. What do you call him Kushi for? Just like his Shvarts is different than the skin, the same thing, he was unique in his deeds. Another similar thing we find, you like the children of Kushites, the Eden. The Eden are like children of the Kushites. Sigmar says, V'chi Kushim Shmam, as the Jewish people named Kushi, Yisrael Shmam, they're called Yisrael. So what does it mean? Alama kushi mishuna b'eder, just like a Shvarts is different than the skin. Av yisrael mishuna b'maisem, we call him Mr. Eden, they're different than everybody else. So Lepel, what is the first prophecies? Okay? So basically, the Gemara says that David's first prophecies were the song that he sang at the downfall of Shaul HaMelech, that Hashem rebuked him for. Now that the Gemara discusses those psukim, the Gemara is, in the same chapter, the Gemara is different psukim they want to try to understand. That's the way the Gemara works. Amr Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni said, name Rav Yehoshua, and Maidich said, what is this that it says in the Pasuk? Noom David ben Yishai. These are the words of David the son of Yishai. Noom agever hukum al. It says the words of the man who was ukum al. What does it mean, ukum al? So Gemara says, what does this mean? Because hukum al means established on. I mean, it's like a funny word. So Gemara says what it means is Noom David ben Yishai shehekim ula shel tshuva. What does it mean, hukum al? He established, don't read it al. Read it al, the yoke of tshuva. Meaning, it says the whole story, this is referring to another thing with the Batsheva story. David HaMelech had no Yetzahara. Now we don't know what that means. But believe it or not, there are certain tzaddikim that didn't have Yetzaharas. David HaMelech had no Yetzahara. Why did David HaMelech sin with Batsheva?
He didn't have a Yetzahara.
So Gemara said, Bechal, she wasn't even a married woman, so it wasn't that he sinned adultery.
Huh?
The movie had it a little different, yeah, I know.
No,
the Gemara says clearly in Shabbos, we're coming to it soon in the Gemara Sunday morning shiur. The Gemara says that Kol Ha'emet David HaMelech Heita and it'll tell you. Whoever says David HaMelech sinned, make a mistake. Anyway, the bottom line is, the question is, why did Hashem allow David HaMelech to sin with Batsheva if he had no Yetzahara? So the answer is to give the show the power of tshuva. So this is what the pasuk says: Nu'um agever hukam oil. The David HaMelech established the yoke of tshuva. He showed the power of tshuva. That's what the pasuk means. Then it says another pasuk. It says, "Amar Elokei Yisraeli." The Diber Tzur Yisrael Meishu Badam Tzadik Meishu Yiras Elokim. It says like this: Hashem has said, "The God of Israel, the Rock of Israel, has spoken to me, the ruler of men. The righteous man rules through the fear of God." That's what the pasuk means. So Gemara says, "My ka'amar." The Gemara has a contradiction: the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says, "God rules the world." Right? Then it says, Meshal Yiras Elokim. Who rules? A God-fearing man. But the beginning of the pasuk says God rules. So like, who's ruling? God or a God-fearing man? So Gemara says like this. Amr Ababur. Ababur said this is a remarkable statement. Hachi Kama, this is what the Gemara means. This is what the pasuk means. Amr Alekei Yisrael. The God of Israel said, Lidiber Tzur Yisrael. The Rock of Israel has spoken to me. What does this mean? It means like this. Ani meishel ba'adam. Hashem says like this. I rule men. Yeah? Me meishel be. Who rules me, Hashem says. I rule man. Who rules me? So my answer, a pasuk says, tzaddik. A tzaddik rules Hashem. What does it mean? She'ani gezek zeir. Hashem says, I make a decree. But tzaddik mevatlo. And the tzaddik can nullify God's decree. So it means Hashem says in the pasuk like this: the truth is, I rule men. Who rules me? A tzaddik. How does the tzaddik rule Hashem? A tzaddik makes a decree, and Hashem can, and the tzaddik breaks the decree.
But isn't it always consequences? Like in Baal Shem Tov stories, take from this and give it to something else.
As a rule, not. Here he says, Hashem, he rules it. With prayers. There's a different Gemara. This Gemara says, Hashem makes a decree, a tzaddik nullifies it. Another Gemara says, a tzaddik decrees and God listens. But this is even stronger. This Mamash, Hashem makes a decree, and the tzaddik says, you're not doing it. And Hashem gives in. Because Hashem says, why? Because Hashem says, you're my boss. The interesting catch 22. It's not that the person is Hashem's boss. Why is a tzaddik control Hashem? Because Hashem said, you control me.
Hashem set it up that way.
Right, it's like the guy says, I'm the boss in the house because my wife said so.
It's like it's when you're born in school.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just getting the basketball.
Yeah, well, no. He's saying two different things. I mean. No, the kind of Teira B'Shemayim means we have the jurisdiction over Teira. Because Hashem said so. Okay, then there's another pasuk. Elish Meisa Gibor Meshel David. These are the mighty men. David, the name of David's mighty men. Shei Shebeshavis, the ones that sit in an assembly. Sigmar says, "My Ka'amar." Like the Gemara said, what about Sheves? It sounds like in the pasuk it means these are the strong men of David. Yeshe, Basheves, these are the names of people. He says, what could it mean? So he says like this, Amar Ababu, Rababu says that's not what the pasuk means. Hachi Kamed is what the pasuk means. Ve'ele Shmeiz Kvuraisiv Shul David, what are the names of the greatness of David's deeds? Not the strong men of David. Where do you see David's strong deeds? Why? Yeshe Basheves. He sat in a low position. What does it mean? He sat in a low position. So the Gemara explains what it means. B'shar she yeshe b'yeshiva. When David HaMelech sat in the yeshiva, lo yeshe v'agabi kardim k'sasis. He never sat upon cushions and mattresses like the other teachers did. Ela b'gabi kark. He only sat on the ground. In other words, out of awe and respect for the learning, he didn't sit on high, comfortable couches. Whenever his teacher, Ira Hayari, was alive, have a muscle, the Rabbanon, he would teach the Rabbanon, Agabi Kodim Vekastas, and he would sit on mattresses and cushions and so on. But Kinoch Nafshi, when he died, David HaMelech's teacher died, and David HaMelech became the teacher. Have a master, David the Rabban, and David then would teach the rabbis. But have a Yosef al Gabi Karka. But he would sit on the ground. So the people, the students said to him, Leis the Mara, according to Kastis. So the rabbi said to him, but you're the teacher now, sit on the pillows. Like Kibbal Alei never did it. So the Gemara says, this is what the Pasuk means. What were the strong, not the strong people, what were David and Melech's strength? That he had such humility that he sat on the ground, even though he was a teacher.
The question is then, is he allowed to as a king?
No. This was before he was a king.
Yeah.
This is when David HaMelech was pre-king time. Yeah, you're right. Then as a king, you wouldn't be allowed.
No,
this is being when David HaMelech was still learning, and then, But he had this teacher, Ira Yo'ori. Yo'iri. Okay, so then it says, now the Gemara is going to talk. What did David HaMelech get rewarded for doing this? So Gemara says, "Tach Kameini." The pasuk continues, says, "Tach Kameini." What does it mean? Amir Avraham said, "Amli Hakadosh Baruch Hashem said to David HaMelech like this: Hail the Ishbal to Asma, the fact that you lowered yourself, meaning you humbled yourself by being on the ground. The Hey Kameini, you're going to be like me." Hashem said, in other words, take, if you look at the word techakmeni, ches and hey are interchangeable in Hebrew. Yeah? He's changed the ches for hey, it's like tihia kameni. Mm-hmm. Meaning, what do you mean tihia kameni? He says, and just like shani geiz gzeira, I'm going to make a decree, va'atam mevatam, you can nullify it. Mm-hmm. It's pretty powerful powers. And what does it mean? Then the pasuk continues another reward. Reisha Shalishim. You're going to be ahead of the Shalishi. What are the head of the Shalishi? You're going to be Reish Lashleisha's office. You're going to be over the three forefathers. Like Rashi explains, what it means is David HaMelech is going to lead Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov to Olam Haba.
Also, Shalishi also means troops?
Yeah, but not over here. Well, the simple literal. No, if you take the pasuk in the English translation, that's what it would mean. But the Gemara says, what does it mean? It means he's the head of the three of us. He's going to lead them into Gan Eden. Another thing, that's what Rashi learns. Other Mefarshim bring down, that what does it mean he's going to lead? It says that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a meal, and everybody's going to be there. And Hashem is going to give Keshel Bracha to bench to David HaMelech. So he's going to lead everybody in the benching.
Huh?
Here. Two Davids. Okay, then the pasuk continues. It says like this. In the same parak, you know, again, the Gemara is going through this whole parak discussing the psukim. And then it says, "Hu adino ha'etzni." He is adino the etzni. This is basically, it sounds like a name of a person, but the Gemara is interpreting it about David HaMelech. What it means is, "Shayuyesh ve'esivit teira." When David HaMelech was learning teira, "Hoye ma'ad denatzmikatelas." He would bend himself like a worm. I'll explain in a second. When he went to war, he hardened himself like a wood. Meaning like this. When David HaMelech was learning... What's there? Okay. When David HaMelech was learning, he would make himself like a worm. Meaning, he would bend... You know, to listen to other people, he would have bittul, humility, you know, it does a complete lack of pride. But he went to war as a king, so over there he had to show his might. Because over there you can't show any fear. Because then, like the Pasuk said, if you show fear, you're going to lose the war. So in other words, what it means is, adinai ho etzni. Meaning either he was ma'adin atzmi, he bent himself like a worm, ho etzni is eight. When he had to be, David fit the mold. When he needed to be soft, he was soft. When he needed to be hard, he was hard. Then it says, Ashmeina meyas cholo b'pamachas, who stood over 800 corpses at one time. What did it mean? David Amel stood over 800 corpses at one time. Shayezei dekhes when David would shoot an arrow, ma'apu shmeina meyas cholo b'pamachas. With one shoot of one arrow, he killed 800 people. Meaning he went through and through, through and through, 800 people. But he was upset over 200 more that he didn't kill. What does it mean? Because the Pasuk says, how could one pursue 1,000? That means when you behave properly, one can kill 1,000. He was upset that he only killed 800. So Yotzes the Baskel. Yeah, no. So obviously David HaMelech was upset. That means he felt, he realized he's not perfect.
Something like
that. So the Baskel came out and said, "Bidvaruri achiti." In other words, because of the Batsheva story, even though he was a perfect tzaddik, but he still lacked the ability, because of the Batsheva story, to kill 1,000 people. He was only able to kill 800.
In one shot.
Okay, these were just parenthetical Gemaras discussing various psukim that the Gemaras discuss. Now we're going back to the Chedims, to the bands. So the Gemara says, Amir Abtanchu, just a bunch of names over here. Amir Abtanchu, Mbreid Rabchia, Ish Kvar Aku, in the name of Yaku Baracha. Some people say it's Rab Simloi. Some people say it's Rav Tanchum or Rav Huna. Some people said Rav Huna himself said it, but whatever, they said the following din. What's the story? It says, Talmud Shanida Luchvede, a case of a rabbinical student that banned. That means somebody did something like before, remember, learned that the woman stuck out her foot and didn't put it back in. So he didn't ban her, but a Talmud that bans. Niduyev nidui. His excommunication is a valid excommunication, and people have to, you know, keep it. If he banned Yankel, so people have to stay away from Yankel, because his ban is a ban. The Tanya, because we learned menuda l'ra, before we learned this price. If a person is excommunicated to the teacher, then he's excommunicated to the student. But menuda l'tamid, if he's excommunicated for the student, he's not menuda l'rav. It says he's not menuda to the rav. That means everybody else, though, is excommunicated. Because he says he's not excommunicated to the teacher. Which means, he's not excommunicated to the teacher. But to everybody else, menudi he is. So the Gemara says, Lamai, what offense did the guy do that he became excommunicated? If it's a heavenly case, meaning. Yeah?
There was a
shiur with
Rabbi
Wolf tonight?
There is?
Oh, no, there's no
shiur
tonight.
No?
I mean, is there a
shiur?
This...
What did I know?
Who told you it was here?
Probably in the Chabad
No.
A mutual friend.
Tanya?
He hasn't had a shir here for a long time.
I'm disappointed.
Soon, maybe soon.
But meanwhile, it's not starting so fast up again.
Okay.
So he said, Ibn Mila Dishmai, if the person, in other words, the Talmud excommunicated this person. So if the guy did something wrong, which was to heaven, so Ein Chochma Vein Tvun Vein Eitzel Neger Hashem, there's no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against Hashem. Meaning, like the Gemara says, when there's a Chilul Hashem, you don't even give respect to the Rebbe. So if the guy was banned because the guy did something wrong to Hashem, so why isn't he Menuda for the Rav? He should be excommunicated for the Rav too. We see that he wasn't because he did something against Hashem. He was disrespectful to the Talmud. And because of that, the Talmud excommunicated him. So then the Rav is not bound by that excommunication, but everybody else is. And then the Gemara says, okay, so now the Gemara says, Amid Av Yosef, Tzuvim, Mirabbanan, Ovedin, El Nafshi. So the whole Machlekes in the Gemara, in Bava Kamma, can you take the law into your own hands? If by going to court, you're going to suffer a loss, if you wait till the guy will go to court. So the whole argument of the Gemara, if you can take Ovedin, Ishdin, El Nafshi, or not. So the Gemara said, Av Yosef says, a scholar, Tzuvim, Mirabbanan means a young rabbinic student, who is allowed to take the law into his own hands, if, but most of the psikali, if something that's clear that this is dalacha. So the Gemara says, even though every person, I mean the Mefarshim, even though every person can do it, I would think a rabbinic scholar can't, because he's supposed to act better than everybody else. So Rav Yosef says, no, he could. Because the Gemara tells a story, so to speak. Okay, it's one long story now coming up. Okay, we'll start it. Hatzovim Mirabbanan, there was this certain scholar, Davisnei Shumani, whose reputation was hateful. Meaning, some people say he was fooling around with women or talking to women, whatever. He was acting immorally. Amir Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda said, the problem was like this, the guy was a scholar. So the question, what to do with him?
He's a black sheep scholar.
Huh?
He's a black sheep.
Black sheep scholar. So Amir Rav Yehuda said to his friends, what should we do? Eichel Levit. The Shamte, should we put him into Chedim? We can't. Sichel Le'Rabbanan. The rabbis need him to teach. You know, he would teach them. Le'il Shamte, should we not excommunicate him? Kamitachu Shema D'Shmaya. You're causing Chilul Hashem. What should we do? So Amir Le'Rabbi Bar Chana. So Rabbi Bar Chana said, so Rav Yehuda said to Rabbi Bar Chana, no, midishmile baha, did you hear anything about this din? Rav Yehuda had the question. So he turned to Rabbi Bar Chana and said, hey, did you ever hear anything about this din? Amalei said, yes, I did. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yechon, this was Rabbi Yechon, and said, Maidich said, what is this that it says in the Pasuk? Kisiv sikein yishmiru das, for the lips of the Kain would safeguard knowledge. V'teri yivakshim ipihu, and should seek teaching of Teda from him, ki malach Hashem tzvoisi, because he's like an angel. So what's the connection? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says like this: Im deimar avlo malach Hashem. If the teacher is like an angel, meaning good behavior, yevakshu teira mipiv, then learn teira from him. Vam lav, if he's not an angel, meaning his behavior is not good, ayevakshu teira mipiv, don't learn teira from him. So what did he tell Rav Yehuda? So what? If he's not a proper scholar, you can't learn from him anyway. So what happened? Shamte Rav Yehuda banned him. Okay? Okay, let's say the end was Ichlish Rav Yehuda got sick. Rav Yehuda became deathly ill. The one that banned him. Also, Rabban Ashli, but the Chum came to be Mvaku Chela. But also, Iyu Nami Bahadayu. And this excommunicated guy also came with them to visit Rav Yehuda. Can cause Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda saw him chayach, Rav Yehuda laughed. He laughed. So Amalei, the excommunicated scholar, said to Rav Yehuda, it's not enough that you excommunicated me, he spoke third person. You're laughing at me. I mean, he says, not enough, you banned me, you're laughing at me too. I'm not laughing at you. Why? When I come to the world to come, my mind will be cheered from the fact that I didn't even flatter a guy like you. Meaning like this. Rav Yehuda says, I'm happy that I was not afraid of you. You're such a big scholar. I had the guts to excommunicate you because I had to. And therefore I'm laughing because I saw you. You reminded me that I would come to the world to come. I'm going to be proud of the fact that I banned you.
Well, that's kind of tough.
Okay, there's a whole continuation.